Today is Tes Zayin Elul, August 22nd, and we are learning in preparation for Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. We are in the Meiratzon. We are learning from the Sefer Sifsei Chaim, from Rav Chaim Freelander Zatzal, and the topic of discussion is the first piece found in the Sefer Moedim Aleph. We learned yesterday so far about a person by the name of Elazar ben Dardaya. This person, Elazar ben Dardaya, was a person who was involved with his taivas and his desires, specifically in regards to immorality. And there's a mention here how he made sure not to leave any immoral lady behind that he never met. He made sure to meet every single immoral lady in the world. One time, he found out that there's a lady he never met, and he traveled the sea. He paid for the boat. He put himself in danger, and we explained how he gave of himself in every single aspect to this desire. Now we are on page Dalid, which is the next page of the Sefer. The paragraph right in the middle of the page. Hisayrus ba'imik hatahoim. There are times when a person, in order to make a U-turn, sometimes the person has to hit rock bottom. Sometimes after the person hits rock bottom, then they realize that I have to turn around. Now we're going to be seeing from the words of the Maharal. The Maharal of Prague explains like this. Shem Ha'ish, this person we're discussing here, is Elazar ben Dardaya. Moire Amahusoy, the name of a person, it expresses and explains his essence of who the person is. I know what we're going to try to do now. We're going to try to see our essence of who we are once we see what this is about. And he says like this. The name Elazar ben Dardaya explains who this person really is. What does the word mean, Dardaya? Dardaya ba'aramis pirusha shimra yayin. What are the shimra yayin? The sediments. You know, at the end of a bottle of wine, not the bottles that we get, but in the barrels of wine, they have the sediments, you know, with the not the best stuff it settles down to. The name Dardaya means the sediments, the stuff that's not the good quality. Garua michaimitz shadayin yesh boi te'eles kolshihi. Shem psoilis ayayin. It's the bad parts of the wine. And when he used his body to sin with immorality, with znus, Nikra ben Dardaya, he is called the son of Dardaya. Not just the psoilus, the bad part, but the worst of the worst. The ben, the son of it. He exemplified to the highest power. Sheyakuloi psoilus. Every single aspect of his essence is psoilus. Psoilus is will be straightforward, called the garbage. Simple as that. V'chol zois. So on one hand we have this person is Elazar ben Dardaya, who is representing nothing of value because of the actions of his life that lowered himself to such a low level. V'chol zois, nonetheless, Elazar. What is the name Elazar? Kel Ezer. God is his Ezer. God is his helper. Ki hayamuchon el atshuva. Because the Maharal is telling us, Elazar ben Dardaya was to some degree prepared, designated, ready to do teshuva. Adain hayisa boy nekuda kedusha shal yoda roya hayal yois kli kibul l'siyata d'shmaya. Ingrained in his system, he was a receptacle that was ready to receive the holiness, the kedusha. L'chein omnom zocha l'siyata d'shmaya. And then we will see now how he merited a siyata d'shmaya and heavenly assistance. She'en kamayu, which is beyond all comprehension. Says the Gemara over there, Bishas Heragl Davar, Kisha Omad Laso Isaveira. At the time when he was about to do, he already traveled all over across the seas to meet this lady, and he was about to perform this Aveira, to violate a sin with this lady. Heficha, she blew, or some say the wind blew, or some say, okay. Omran, she said as follows. Kishem sheheficha zu einu chizeres, just like the wind, the air, when you blow. Einu chizeres. The air goes, you blow out. Doesn't come back. So too, she said, "Ein chizeres l'mkayma does not come back to its place." Kach Elazar ben Dardaya ein mekabel leisay b'tshuva. Elazar ben Dardaya will not be accepted in any aspects of repentance. This is what she said. She said the same way. When you blow out some air, that air does not come back, so too, you're done for. Point of no return. That's what she said to him. Kafakazu shi ruach ein baklum. Just like this air is a ruach, it's the wind. It's nothing, no mamashes. You can't grab onto it, you can't hold it. Kach hanach. Kach hanoch mu'urtol mikol toichin ruchni v'shuv eincha yochol lashuv. You, Elaz ben Dardaya, you are so aduk, you are so attached to your way of life, it's what's called the point of no return. Let's explain for a minute, and then we'll continue seeing inside. What does the word teshuva mean? So the word teshuva is from the word shav, to return. Where are we returning to? We are returning to a state, a position, that we were once naki, free from any avera, any sin. That's what we want to return back to, the state of free from sin. What we'll see over here with this specific individual of Elazar ben Dardaya, if a person doesn't have any place to go back to, if a person is 100% so involved with the Aveira that they are Odukin, that they are so attached to, it's called a point of no return. Where are they going to go back to? There's nothing to come back to continue going in the right way. There was not, let's say, 1% left of a good part of his body, of his neshama, that he can fix it up. Now, before we continue, I don't want anybody to misunderstand. I'm going to say Maimar Chazal, I think it's a belief Chazal, not the Rishonim. Ein davar oymed b'fnei tshuva. Nothing stands in the way of tshuva. Nothing stands in the way of tshuva. There are different ways of doing tshuva. I'm going to see over here, with this individual, Elazar ben Dardaya, that There was a tshuva also. There was a tshuva for him as well. The reason why I'm saying this is because I don't want people to hear part of it this year and then run out and not hear the whole point. Not hear, because we have a few pages to go still on this. So I don't want people to misunderstand. The Pirush Ben Chananel, he writes, when the Rishonim in the Gemara, Shama Havu Aimrin, he heard that they were saying, Elazar Einoi Miskavod Shuva, Elazar will not be accepted in repentance. Omnam Yirsasenu Hi, our text that we have in our Gemara, Ki Hazoyna Amro Loikein, that this prostitute, this lady, this immoral lady, she's the one who said this. Kenere Kavanosli Lefarisha Omnam Hi Amro Loi Mishpat Zeh, that she said this judgment that he will have no help of tshuva, he will not be able to return. Avale hirgish shemishamayim henichu bepiyo loymar dvarim elu. But he realized something else. Hirgish mishamayim, he realized that in shemayim henichu bepiyo, they placed these words in her mouth to talk to him, to tell him something. Someone's talking to us. Sheheim divrei hisayrus ham yuadim avuroi. That these are divrei hisayrus. These are divrei. No one said Eliyahu Navi. No one said no. There's a God out there.
So she was like a
Naviyah. She was not a Naviyah. She was a prostitute.
I know.
You're making up words here. Hashem put these words. They came from Hashem.
Okay.
She was not a prophet. Not a Navi. These are specific words that were designated for this individual. Kan tmuna gadlusoi shor belozer ben derdai shehaven zois. In this point that the lady said something and he related to it and he accepted these words, that's the greatness of this individual. Let me explain with this a story. There's a story which, if I say it a little incorrectly, because you might know of it, please correct me after this year. And the story is like this. There was a person who was going back and forth in regards to keeping Shabbos, not keeping Shabbos. And he had his challenges, and he's sitting in front of the television. You know, television is a screen that has turn it on. They have these things that broadcast for those who don't know. And he's sitting there back and forth. Should he do it, turn it on, not turn it on? And then the point in time comes, he gives into his Yetzirah, and he hits the switch. And he turns on the television. As soon as he turns on the television, at the same time, there's a certain host of a certain type of show, and I'm being vague, and we all know what I'm talking about. And his name was Dave. David. And it happened to have been that time, that episode. The words that were said when this individual, whose name was David also, turns on this television, the words were, "Good Shabbos, Dave!"
No way.
Yes way. It wasn't a Nevuah, it wasn't a prophet, it wasn't Eliyahu Navi either. Okay? And he got scared. Now, I don't know if he turned it off.
Well, that's another issue.
But practice it, right? Yeah. But the point is that he took the message and he realized someone's talking to him. Many times in life we had that good Shabbos, Dave, and the Yetzirah is so strong that we just hang up the phone and we don't listen to that wake up call. And that's what he's telling us over here. Kan tmuna gidulosoi gadlusoi shel Rabbi Elazar ben Derdaya shehaven zois. The greatness of this individual is that when he heard this, he said, I'm going to wake up. Now, I just want to bring out this point one more time and emphasize this again. You ever have a situation in life when you want to go do something and people tell you, you won't be successful? Don't do it? That's what she was telling him. She was telling him, you're a low life, no good, nothing. You will not be able to repent from your actions. And he hears these words and he says, one second. Not so fast. Now, we're not just talking about a person who does something one time. We're talking about every single essence, like we discussed yesterday, of his being was involved with this type of aveira. And he turns himself around. Let's continue seeing inside. Hanitzutz haruchni she'enei kova. There is a spiritual spark that is never extinguished. Oid b'maral shom, the maral, he continues and says as follows. V'omer b'shas heregel dover, ritzoynoi loymar, she'achet ba'atzmai hayagayri me'ilov ha'tshuva. He says, b'shas heregel dover, when he was about to commit this aveira, this sin, what happened was, the sin itself is what brought out the repentance. Where did the tshuva come from? Because he fell to rock bottom. He fell so far down, that's where the tshuva came from. Elazar hakel oizroi loshuv. Elazar ben Derdaya Hashem Kel, Oizroi, Hashem helped him to repent. Ben, Mitoich Durdaya. Says the Maral, Shemarim Dahainu Hachit. Because he hit the lowliest level of sin. Kikashir Ahayim Mikulko Legamre. Because when the person was so destroyed, so off the derech, as it's called, Oz Hachuva Boilov Shloye Nifsad. Then the tshuva, says the Maral, comes to the person, shelo yeh nifsad. He won't lose out. What does that mean? L'mrois kol ha'izdarderos shel choytei godol kazeh. Even though there's such an individual who's such a sinner, yeshrach mishamayim erubim olav lehoyir ez liboy shelo yavar gvul mesuyim. There is a merciful God, Avinu of Harachamon, our Father who is the of Harachamon, who is the merciful God, who arouses people to come back to Him. L'mirayis Nachamo, again, once again, kol his dardru shel chayte godlo kazeh. In light of the fact that this person is such a sinner, there is still tremendous mercy from Hashem to arouse this person, the Hoyeris Liboy, to waken them up. Shelo yavar gvul mesuyim. To make sure he doesn't overstep literally the point of no return. V'zois mikoyach haftochos HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this comes from the power of the promise from Hashem. V'lo ma'astim v'lo ga'altim l'chaloysom. Hashem says, I am not despised, like Ga'altim L'chaloysim, to totally eradicate them forever. Explains Rav Dessler Zetzal. Shehavtocha zu, we're on page Hay now, second paragraph. Shehavtocha zu einenu rak alakiyum hagufni shel klal Yisrael. This havtocha that Hashem says, the Jewish people will be alive, will remain forever. It's not just on the physical aspect of the Jews, even more important, on the spiritual existence of the Jewish people, we will exist forever. And this treaty that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made with Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, Shia Gvul is Dadrus, that there will be boundaries to falling down. And when a person hits that lowest point, it's like in a pinball game. You pull back that little button. This day and age, it's keeping your finger on the space bar on the computer screen longer. It's not pulling back anything anymore. They have them also. You pull back that button, the contraption, the spring gets lower, it gets pulled back more and more. The person hit the lowest point, Hashem says, you're coming up now. You're giving the opportunity to come up now. That's what it means over here. Loi ma'astim v'loi ga'altim l'cha loisam, Hashem says, spiritually, you will have that opportunity, even you hit the lowest point. Mikoyach oisis tiyat ishmaya yochul hu lasis tshuva li'bonois. With that power of heavenly help, the person will have that ability to do tshuva and to rebuild. The free choice is not taken away from person. He also has that opportunity, that free choice to ignore the phone call. To ignore that heficha, that wind blowing, so to Allah ben Daya will not come back. We're not going to get into it this minute, but we know there was another individual. Shuvu banim shoivim. Everyone can do tshuva. The basel comes down and says, chutz mi acher, except for acher. Acher was the Rebbe of Meira, Elisha ben Avua. And he says, ah, I hear that I can't do tshuva. Okay, can't do tshuva. He closes the door. We'll get to that, Mr. Shem. Here, Loz ben Derdaya gets the message and he opens it up and he responds to it. Rabbi Loz ben Derdaya hegiya adiyuta tachtoina. He went and he fell to the lowest point possible. Nisharu bo Iraq. Hashirayim shahanitzis hazeh. He was just left with this little spark of kedusha. Vehegiya ad ketz ha'gvul. He came to the outskirts of the boundaries. V'oz sholchu loy min hashemayim oyde his damnus achreina. They sent him one last email. His ayrus the tshuva. An awakening, an arousement to do tshuva. Raw. He got at a gvula achrein. You came to the lowest point. If you step over this line, oikir me'atzmecha gam esanitzas achrein. You will now come to a point which is called a point of no return. You will not be left with any level of kedusha at all. This diyuta tachtoina, this smallest amount of awakening, of spark of kedusha that was left inside of this person, this is what brought him back. Which prevented him from not falling any further. From the mouth of this prostitute herself came this arousement and this awakening. Even though she told him, you already overstepped your boundaries. You already hit the point of no return. Nonetheless, Haven, he understood, she'atazu ha'izdamnus achreina. This is the last chance. Even though she said, I already lost a chance, he understood he still has one more chance. And if he doesn't return now, he will not be able to return at all. He merited that he'll be a kli kibul. He'll be like a cup. You want to put water into the cup? You have to make sure there are no holes in the cup. It has to be a kli kibbol. There has to be a point of return, like we said earlier. That little spark of Kedusha left, that you could barely see that little hole in between my fingers. That's what was left with this Elozer ben Dodayu. V'alun zachahul she'el kli kibbol liklat kriyazu. He merited to be this, to have a little kli kibbol, to receive this wake-up call. V'osa ishtalus tshuva. And then, he did his ishtalus tshuva. He did his part to do tshuva. Perhaps tomorrow we will continue to discuss how did Lozman Dadaya do his tshuva. We'll stop here for today.